All of them were named eventually. Those who were laying eggs, they could identify some eggs were pink, some eggs were green, some eggs were white, some eggs were brown. What a mix of chicks. But they noticed that these little chicks knew who they were, even though no one taught them who they were. Mm-hmm. No one taught them. They had an innate knowing. The little rooster knew how to be a rooster. He knew that when the butterfly flew over, that he should make the hawk coming in sound. He said, and when he made that sound, all the little chicks, the little female chicks, ran for cover. All of them knew what to do, a sort of innate knowing from this broader perspective. So imagine a little being like that, and let's say it's a very early little being, having its independent experience, and then noticing someone else in its experience. Humans make the mistake of thinking that thoughts go along with language. And we want you to understand that if you will think in terms of vibration instead of thought, then you will understand that everything, even cells, are vibrating, and even cells who are not related to one another, as in a form of some sort, are having communication with one another. And the communication with one another always led to an expanded idea that source focused upon and the expansion continued. And so we know that answer is not satisfying because the question goes round and round and round. So God created all of us, many say, and who created God? And it's the same sort of circular reasoning. And the amusing things you come up with as you explain, well, we were not really the beginning. There was life in another galaxy, and they shot us on rockets, and they dropped some of us off, and they dropped two of everything off on this planet. No, they just dropped off man. Everything else evolved from the worms. And we say, you have to go back to the idea that it is vibration, that everything comes forth from that. And we cannot give you a satisfying answer about where the first vibration came from because we cannot take you back to minute enough thinking to acknowledge that in the stuff that exists, there was enough consciousness that it could expand to that which is more.
Okay. I'm not sure I've quite got it, but something's come to me though. We'll
make you a deal.
Okay.
You invent or attract a contraption that lets you look at the substructure of cells. And once you have explored that completely and you are certain that you got back to the origin of it, then we'll talk.
Okay. So next cruise.
Because that's something. Because that's something that is even tangible. And we're talking about something so much smaller that is intangible. We're talking about the idea of life, you see.
Okay, something's come to me while you've been talking that...
Oh, good. We hope it's the answer to your question.
I think it might be. I was reading in Conversations with God quite a few years ago when I read it, and he spoke about the sun, and the sun is the... not the sun that we know as the sun, but like there's this source that it's everything, and that in order for the source to know itself, it had to separate from source to know itself. So it was like a match, or like a match coming away from the sun. So it had to be separate to know itself. It had to experience negativity or upstream thoughts in order to know that it wasn't upstream, that it was source and it was everything. So
pretty good.
Not nearly as good as ours, however. No, it is very
close.
Good. We're just wondering why, if you knew that you put us through all of that. And also, it's parallel to what we were talking about the existence didn't really register until there was a perception of something. And we think that's what that description in that book was attempting to answer, the same silly question that you've asked us here. Yes.